This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I talk about this all the time. Quickening is here, and humanity is at a crossroads deciding which way it's going to go. There are so many amazing developments taking place that it makes my head spin. But as I sit here in California, before the sun's even come up, it's a metaphor for a new day. I talked so much yesterday that my tongue is literally raw on one side and sore. I did a 5-hour podcast with a gentleman who right now is the number one podcaster in the world. Joe Rogan is number one overall. The body was great work, but this fella right now is the number one podcast. He's only been doing it about 2 weeks. And I'm not going to even say who he did the podcast with until right before it airs. But it's very explosive, very positive, very negative, very argumentative. The fella's very, very smart, but he was trying to get me to turn against Trump. I've been persecuted so much for Trump and for telling the truth. That's why it's hard to even be critical of Trump when he deserves it. Because when you've been pig-headed defending somebody for so long and been persecuted, it's hard to turn on him. But I'm not close to turning on Trump. Trump has done a great job on so many fronts. But what happens is when you get around people in Hollywood or in business or anywhere, they get on your ass and they say, listen, I really like you, but you need to turn against Trump right now or I'm not going to be your friend. Well, don't be my friend then. Because the BS that Trump is a white supremacist, no matter how many times you say it, it's true. The BS that Brett Kavanaugh is a rapist, no matter how many times you say it, it's not true. The BS that I'm making stuff up to hurt people isn't true, no matter how many times you say it. And all this bullying and intimidation isn't working anymore. But I see why some people succumb to it. But then after you start talking to them behind the scenes, they go, yeah, I know you're right. And that's happening all over L.A. We're super popular here, even though you're in the midst of all the brainwashing and inside this big-ass bubble of disinformation. So we got Tom Papert hosting the show today. He does a great job. Yesterday's broadcast with Owen Schroyer and the reports we had, I ended up watching about an hour of it last night. I watched about an hour of it this morning. Just top flight radio TV. There's nothing more informative. Yesterday's Tuesday show is the benchmark of quality information that's pro-human, for a pro-human future. The globalists have decided that they're going to replace humans. It's the final revolution. Nobody can ever resist you when you end the entire paradigm as it's known. We are standing against that, saying we're not just going to accept your destiny you've laid out for us. And that's what InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video are all about. And that's why the power, again, that you have to take action and override their censorship is beyond paramount. It's total, it's complete, it is victory. Resistance and action is victory. When you have the right motivation and the right ideology. And this is a pro-human ideology. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Now, we've got a bunch of special reports today. Tom Papert and so much more. I'll be back in the office about 1 o'clock so I can pop it on air. Unless my tongue over here on the side of me, I just was yelling and ranting for almost 5 hours. And did most of the show yesterday, so I've never had this where I've got to see a raw side of my tongue. But my tongue doesn't swell up too much. I'll be on air as well at the end of the fourth hour. Regardless, thanks for all your support. Wild horses couldn't drag us away. We love you. I know you love me. We're all in this together. You can feel victory. It's going to be a rough future coming up, but we are on a trajectory to win. So I'll see you in the future.
That was Alex Jones. I'm Tom Papert filling in for Alex today. We'll be back right after this break.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome, everyone, to The Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, filling in for Alex as he gets back from this very important trip to California. He'll be back in studio, hopefully, later this afternoon, around 1 p.m. Today is an absolutely insane news day as Democratic mega donor Ed Buck has been arrested. A third man died at his home. Police say that he is directly responsible. Ed Buck, what he reportedly, allegedly likes to do is shove crystal meth into his victims and feed off their energy. One of the alleged victims actually went public in the media saying that. It's another episode of Alex Jones Was Right Again. There's big things happening in the Middle East today as well. We're going to have a guest on in the second hour, Patrick Howley of National File and the Epoch Times. Israel is not a good place to be right now. Everybody knows there are issues with Benjamin Netanyahu, the current prime minister. Everybody knows there are certain issues with Israel. Nobody understands the foreign aid this country gives to any of these Middle Eastern countries, any country in the world. I'm personally an isolationist. I'll come out and say it. America first. But what's happening in Israel right now could very well launch the United States into yet another geopolitical conflict in the Middle East. Nobody is looking forward to that. The fake news is talking about Elizabeth Warren saying she's the new front runner. They're saying 20,000 people go to her rallies now. For some reason, I just don't believe it. There's a new pandemic threat that could devastate the world population. There's abortion news. We're actually at the lowest number of abortions in this country in many, many years. And as InfoWars has reported for decades now, your TV is listening to you. Your Alexa is listening to you. And now your smart faucet is listening to you. Let's start by talking about Ed Buck. Again, he was just arrested. Police say that he has killed now three people. Let's go ahead and air this video from L.A.
Lou and Cher, good evening to you. This is still a very active investigation. The crime scene tape is up. The street is blocked off, and detectives are currently inside the home of prominent Democratic donor Ed Buck, who has been at the center of controversy following the suspicious deaths of two gay men inside his apartment in the span of just 18 months. Let's get you right to some of this video of the arrest just a short time ago. Here you can see Buck taken away in handcuffs, charged with operating a drug den out of his West Hollywood home and providing methamphetamine. The latest victim, a 37-year-old man who overdosed inside Buck's apartment last week but survived. In court filings, the district attorney says Buck injected his victim with methamphetamine on September 11th. Neighbors say they've been suspicious for years. Other men were not so lucky. Last January, 55-year-old Timothy Dean was found dead inside Buck's apartment located here on the 1200 block of North Laurel Avenue. The coroner saying he died of a methamphetamine and alcohol toxicity. He was the second man to die inside the home in less than 2 years. In July 2017, 26-year-old Jamel Moore was found dead. Officials say he died of a methamphetamine overdose. His death was ruled an accident and no charges were filed. Those close to Moore say he was working as a sex worker at the time he visited Buck's apartment. Another man who asked to remain anonymous previously told KTLA that Buck would instruct his male escorts to use high levels of drugs so he could watch their reactions. Buck, who was openly gay, was home at the time both men died. Advocates for the victims, as well as neighbors, say his arrest is a long time coming.
This is one of those instances, and I think we can go ahead and end that video now. This is one of those instances where you just sit there and wonder how many people have to wind up dead before police get involved. I guess the number is two, almost three, that we know of. So, according to prosecutors, Ed Buck, a prominent Democrat donor, big Hillary guy, is a violent, dangerous sexual predator. He preys on his victims. This is allegedly what he likes to do. Some of the victims have come forward to say this. He gets a young black man. He prefers them young. In fact, the one of the men who died reportedly was a former victim who showed up at his house, and Ed Buck reportedly killed him. But what he likes to do is he gets these young black men. He brings them to his apartment, to what the police are now calling a drug den. He allegedly shoots them up with drugs, methamphetamine, and he watches their reaction. He feeds off their energy, according to one of the alleged victim. The man's name who says this, and this is what InfoWars has been telling you for years. According to the Daily Mail, Jermaine Gagnon claims Buck paid to fly him from Minnesota to his apartment in Los Angeles, drugged him by dissolving a substance into his Gatorade, and then injected him with drugs. 28-year-old provided pictures which show Buck crouching over him on a mattress pullout bed during one of their nights together, and a toolbox of sex toys which he pulled out during their encounter. This man donates to Hillary Clinton. This man donates to top Democrats. Now we, of course, have seen his arrest, but what I really want to get to is the quote by this poor individual who says that he is one of the victims, and the photos would seem to suggest there might be some truth to it. Gagnon says he was homeless and couch surfing in April of 2018 when he met Buck on a gay dating site, Adam for Adam, and was offered $200 to spend the evening with him at his West Hollywood apartment. He said, "I've done sex for money many other times, but I don't make it a habit. First day we met, I met him at his house. There's a gate at the main entrance, and he buzzed me up. He's on the second floor. When I walked in, it was dim lights, a mattress in the middle of the floor, three mirrors surrounding the mattress, and a flat-screen TV mounted on a wall. It was just kind of weird," he admitted, explaining to the 63-year-old and enjoyed dressing him up and treating him like a sex slave. He said that Buck was open about enjoying men who are young, black, handsome, and well-endowed. He was quite open about being very generous to the black community. He went on, "I'm his type, and pretty much half the black community is his type. Vulnerable, depressed. If you're in a depressive state, that's the energy that feeds him." I first came across this article when it was fresh. And now that the man's been arrested, it just really makes you wonder what is going on in this country at the high levels, the stuff that we will likely never know, because all of these headlines are ripped from the Alex Jones Show. Alex has been saying this for years, that these Democrat elites, these globalist elites, they feed off the energy of people. They will kill you for sport and watch your soul leave your body for fun. Now we have a victim, the alleged victim, who says that Ed Buck literally feeds off of his energy while he drugs people to death. And this latest man, it sounds like it was a brush with death as he fled the apartment fearing he was having a methamphetamine overdose. So we're going to have Patrick Halley on in the next hour to talk about how this plays into what goes on with the NXIVM sex cult, to what happened with Jeffrey Epstein. All of these interrelated circles that all work together to create the globalist paradigm. It's going to be a fascinating interview, but we're going to follow the story closely as well, because this is a long time coming. Black activists are rightfully celebrating this. There was a massive rally protest outside of Buck's apartment late last night, as again, the third man has been found to have had an overdose at Ed Buck's home. So in the next segment, we're going to get into exactly what's happening in the Middle East right now, because it is an absolutely shocking thing to see. And I don't like these foreign entanglements that the United States has found itself in. But for better or worse, the last, 20 presidents have got us into this mess. And now we could easily see these foreign entanglements get us into a new world war. Netanyahu's opponent, who it seems like he may have lost, this guy could be the next prime minister. National File, my website, can report that he is potentially vulnerable to blackmail by Iran. And they say that the Israeli deep state wanted him in this position. It doesn't bode well for peace in the Middle East. We'll talk more about that in the next segment. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for Alex. Keep an eye out for that very important podcast that's going to drop in the next couple weeks, it sounds like, and I am extremely excited to watch it. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Patrick Howley coming up in the next hour. Make sure to stay tuned for that here on InfoWars.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. Now you're spending your
time tonight. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Pappert, filling in for Alex, as again, he's on a very important podcast. I'm very much looking forward to seeing that. Before we get into what's happening in the Middle East, I just want to take a second and stress how important it is to support this broadcast and all of InfoWars. Think about everything this network has done. It's such an honor to be sitting in this chair, in this studio. This is the network that largely secured President Trump's and presidency. This is the network that has kept this country out of more foreign military conflicts over the last few years. This is, I would say, the number one conservative libertarian network that is in existence, and they're expanding every single day with your support. So right now, these are some of the best deals I've ever seen. I'd have no idea how Alex makes a profit doing this. I'll be completely honest, because right now you can get up to 75% off dozens of products at InfoWarsStore.com. 75% off total gut health combo pack with seven powerful formulas, 50% off super male vitality, and it comes with a free bottle of ultimate female force, 63% off the best-selling Myco-Z X Plus fungus and yeast support, 50% off Ultra 12 vitamin B12. I'm a big fan of Ultra 12 vitamin B12. The hardest part about traveling is doing without the majority of these. And then 60% off Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. And I've actually got mine with me here. I refuse to travel without this stuff. It's an absolute lifesaver. I don't know about the folks at home, but whenever I travel, whenever I'm in an airplane for 4-6 hours, you always get something in your throat. You always get an upper respiratory something. And this seems to do the trick at finding that. You can also get 50% off bodies. Many, many other fantastic deals. Now is the time to take advantage of these great prices. Many products are already beginning to sell out. This is your opportunity to support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com. So let's talk about the globalist big dream. You know, we got rid of John Bolton. Everybody celebrated. It seemed like it was going to be great. I almost wonder, is this the revenge of Bolton? Because now, Israel, which America financially supports and gives weapons to, they're going to have a man who is essentially far left wing on everything but military, where he is a war hawk. He could be the next prime minister. And if he is not the next prime minister, then there will be a kingmaker who will force Netanyahu back into attacking Hamas. And this all comes up after National File broke an exclusive story, nationalfile.com. Netanyahu opponent could be blackmailed by Iran, and the Iranian deep state is covering it up. They have their candidates. Two sources told the National File that parts of the Israeli government, what some would consider the Israeli deep state, are hiding compromising material that could allow Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu's political opponent, Lieutenant General Benny Gantz, to be blackmailed by Iran. You see, Gantz, as do many powerful people, he has a vice. And that vice is apparently, allegedly, according to two sources who came to National File independently, that vice is women. He has a mistress. We've certainly heard of this before. Bill Clinton, President Trump. Generally not a good idea to do that when you're running for political office. So earlier this year, it was widely reported that Iran had hacked Gantz's email. What was not widely reported is that they gained compromising intel about his mistress. And what definitely has not been widely reported is that the Israeli deep state, the Israeli army, the IDF, well, it has a division called the censorship division. And they decide what flies, what goes out in the public forum within Israel. And so while this story is out there, multiple Israeli media outlets wanted to report this prior to yesterday's election. None were allowed to do so. And so now we have this deadlocked election where Netanyahu is not going to be able to secure a majority. Gantz won't be able to either, but there's going to be a kingmaker who wants nothing more than endless war. And as we all know, when there's war in the Middle East, somehow the United States always has to get involved. The censorship division decided that this would pose a national security risk to Israel if it were public that the next prime minister might be blackmailed by Iran. Is there not some sort of comedic value to that? And now we have Iran. There's a kingmaker, Avigdor Lieberman, who wants to make sure that Israel goes back to war. Isn't that phenomenal? And again, I bring this up not to defend Israel, not to say that I think we need to send more money and weapons and everything else to the Middle East for any reason. I don't want us to give foreign aid to anybody. Nobody should get foreign aid from the United States. America first. But I predict this is going to lead to further conflict in the Middle East. This is from End of the American Dream, also Infowars.com. Last November, this Lieberman character resigned as Israel's defense minister when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu decided to reject Lieberman's plan for a military operation in Gaza and instead agreed to a ceasefire with Hamas instead. This man quit his job because there wasn't enough war. My goodness, if only we could have got rid of John Bolton the same way it took him being fired. And now, this man is the leader of a party that will serve as the kingmaker. You see, neither Netanyahu or Gantz have a majority. They're both stuck in limbo. And this man is going to get to say, whoever will go to war, you're going to be the next prime minister. That's a terrible place to be. It's a terrible... This is really a result of what happens when the United States allies with these powers. But say what you will, there are two countries in the Middle East that are really decent places to live. One of them, the United States, under Hillary and Obama, desperately trying to destroy. And that's, of course, Syria, where they're protecting Christians. The other is Israel, where they're at least trying to live in peace. Now, that may be no longer. This could easily erupt into a larger military conflict. If Iran is compromising material on Gantz, Gantz decides to attack Hamas, what does that say with Iran? What does that mean for the United States? And of course, the United States is already posturing itself for more war in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia says it has material evidence tying Iran to the Aramco attack. Saudi Arabia revealed yesterday that contrary to its initial estimates, Aramco should be able to get back up and going, but the kingdom's defense ministry said it was planning a press conference to present material evidence purportedly linking Tehran to the unprecedented attack on the kingdom's oil infrastructure. This is another thing. You know, Tulsi Gabbard, not that I would ever vote Democrat in my life, but she's been pointing out that the United States does not exist to be Saudi Arabia's protector. She's a slightly more colorful language than that. But this is what happens when we depend on a Middle Eastern theocracy for our oil. I think what needs to happen in this country is we need to continue pursuing energy independence so we can stop bowing to Saudi Arabian kings and getting involved in their conflicts. I think that would be the best course for President Trump to continue to take. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for Alex. He's on his way back. He might be popping in this afternoon. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this break.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer. Sawyer or Paul Watson fan videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, filling in for Alex. The last segment we were talking about was really going on in the Middle East, what's really going on with this Israeli election that you're undoubtedly hearing about from every major media source this morning. But so you know what's really happening, as it was reported on nationalfile.com and infowars.com. Let's see what the globalist propaganda engine at AP News, see what they have to say. So we just heard, just to recap, that there is now a kingmaker party in Israel that is going to demand war with Hamas. They're going to demand essentially genocide of Palestine in all likelihood. But this is the absolute insanity that's being put out by AP. Israel's Arabs poised to gain a new voice after a tight election. Isn't that great? Got to remember, here in the United States, they're saying no walls from Mexico to Palestine. No border, no walls, no USA at all. This is insanity, what we're seeing right here. But this is what they want the world to believe. In this Tuesday photo, Israeli Arab politician Ayman Odeh casts his vote. Isn't that lovely? Israel's Arab coalition appears to be poised to emerge as the main opposition bloc following Tuesday's election, a historic first that would grant a new platform to a long marginalized minority. Doesn't that just sound so lovely? It's almost like it's not true. Near complete, results Wednesday indicated the joint list won about a dozen seats in the 120-member assembly, coming third after the Blue and White Party of former military chief Benny Gantz and the right-wing Likud Party of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In absolute terms, the Arab bloc appears to have met or fallen short of its performance in 2015, but this time around, due to shifting constellation of Israeli politics, it would be well-placed to lead the opposition if a national unity government of the two largest parties is formed, as seems likely. This is insanity that they're reporting this as if it's some wonder. This could mean the death of these people. That is what this election actually means. But they report it as though it's a wonderful thing. It's multiculturalism. It's everybody's getting together in a circle and singing Kumbaya. Meanwhile, we could have a world war erupt in the Middle East any day now, as guns are pointed toward Iran, who are pointing it back toward Saudi Arabia. And by the way, on big tech, this just shows the allegiance of these people. Facebook is still auto-generating results for the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda in terms of pages. You can see they're on screen from the document cam. I love Islamic State. Isn't that insane? That's our big tech overlords for you right there. But this does, I mean, this again, who on earth does this? Pages. From a confidential whistleblower's report obtained by the Associated Press. Who goes to the AP with your whistleblower's report? Along with two printed Facebook pages that were active on Tuesday, September 17th, are photographed in Washington. Facebook likes to say that its automated systems remove the vast majority of prohibited content glorifying the Islamic State's group and Al-Qaeda before it's reported. But a whistleblower's complaint shows that Facebook itself has inadvertently produced dozens of pages in their names. These are the algorithms that are meant to rule our lives and make everything work. Isn't that lovely? The algorithms that were attempted to be gamed for Hillary Clinton, the algorithms that are now being gamed for the new crop of Democrats, as insane as they all might be. But speaking of Hillary Clinton, you know, largely what's happening in the Middle East is due to her policies. I mean, it was her and Obama who created ISIS. It was, of course, Hillary who destabilized much of North Africa. She's the reason why you, if you have the money and the inclination and the lack of morality, you could go to Libya today and buy a black slave. He eradicated slavery in the West, and Hillary Clinton brought it back in Libya. Isn't that nice? Well, Hillary Clinton, this is an article up at Infowars.com, Steve Watson, she is still complaining that she lost to Trump. When is this lady going to get over it? It's honestly pathetic at this point, but this article is absolutely insane. She has apparently been mentoring some of the Democrat candidates to run against Trump in 2020. That's sure to please all Trump supporters everywhere. Can we roll this video? I'm fascinated by this lady. I don't know why she's still out there. She should be hiding under a rock by now.
So, I've talked with many of the Democratic candidates for president, as you might guess. I've answered their questions about everything from digital outreach.
So she's talking to these people. She's answering their questions. Who better to consult with for your campaign than the losing candidate who lost a rigged election?
Obstacle might very well turn out to be, and that.
So I'm mesmerized by this, the fact that she is still going, still running her mouth. She warned the Russians are coming to meddle in the election yet again. We have a fundamental set of threats at the bedrock of our democracy, and anyone who stands in the way of confronting those threats is abdicating their responsibility to protect and defend the Constitution. I was the first person who ran for president more than 50 years without the protection of the Voting Rights Act, she also complained. What a complete and utter lunatic. And the fact that she's consulting with the new crop of Democrats doesn't surprise me. I mean, look, we all know that social media, everything was tilted in her favor in 2016. And just think about what's happened over the last few years. Let's go ahead and start to get into this because it's absolutely horrifying. A couple weeks ago, I was here in studio with Alex, and you may remember we were reporting on the potential new gun control push that will weaponize your Alexa, your Fitbit, your everything to spy on you, give that information to the government, and then allow the government to do one of two things, either come and take your guns or put you on prescription SSRIs or both. Well, now, new article up at Zero Hedge. It's up at Infowars.com as well. Smart TVs have been caught sending sensitive user data to Facebook and Netflix. You know, every single day, Alex Jones is completely vindicated. I remember when I was a kid, I was a child, and Alex was saying, look, these devices are listening to you. It's already in the patents. Go look it up for yourself. And now here it is, mainstream news. Just when social media companies were starting to modify their data collection practices to better respect user privacy, the next threat is coming from the Internet of Things. Smart TVs are becoming increasingly popular. In some cases, users' data are being sent to Netflix even though they didn't have an account. This is kind of like with Facebook. Facebook can mine your user data even if you've never had a Facebook account in your life. And it's not just smart TVs. Other smart devices, from speakers to cameras, have also been caught sending user data to third parties like Spotify. Nearly 70% of Americans have a smart TV or a Roku or Apple TV. Nearly all these devices have recognition technology that tracks what you watch and sells that data, approximating your interest to advertisers. You know, viewers who watch Firepower, which is on every night from 7 until 9 p.m. with myself and Will Johnson, know that I've been building a new studio there. And one of the, when you're shopping for TVs, this is how it works now, I learned. You can choose to get a dumb TV, and you can pay $1,200, or you can get a smart TV and pay $600. And it doesn't take a genius to sit there and think, what on earth is the difference between these two TVs? It's the same exact size, the same exact technology. One's a smart TV and it's cheaper. And one is a dumb TV and it costs twice the amount of money. Could it be that they're stealing my data to spy on me and sell it to whoever is paying the most? And that subsidizes the cost. This isn't exactly hard stuff to understand, but apparently most Americans don't care. I think that's the real problem. We're all numb to this. Everybody just knows that your smartphone is spying on you. You mention a word and 2 days later it's in a Facebook ad. You never even type it. You never do a Google search. We all just kind of accept this as the price that we pay to live in this wonderful advanced society. We're going to talk more about this when we come back after the break. Big tech is one of the major destructive forces of our time, and nobody, it seems like nobody is trying to rein it in whatsoever. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for Alex as he returns from California. He's on a very big podcast. Keep an eye out for that. We'll be right back after this break.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Again, I am Tom Papert, filling in for Alex as he gets his way back here. He may be back in studio at 1 o'clock, so stay tuned. We've been talking about big tech, and I really want to go big picture here, because big tech is working hand in hand with our globalist overlords to create this new perfect paradigm that they want to usher in that is not a human paradigm. But this is this is an important article, because Facebook, this is really them flaunting their power over the legal system, over Congress, over everybody. Everybody knows Laura Loomer is suing Facebook. You may remember her appearance on the Alex Jones Show from a few months back. She is suing Facebook because Facebook has considered Laura Loomer a hate figure. She's a 5'7" Jewish girl, but she's a hate figure according to Facebook, and she must be banned. She's every bit as bad as Alex Jones or Paul Joseph Watson or that dangerous white supremacist Milo Yiannopoulos, who coincidentally is married to a black guy. But so in that lawsuit, Facebook has now filed a motion to dismiss. And it is perhaps the most confusing motion to dismiss I have ever read in my entire adult life, which admittedly is not that long. Maybe there's something crazier. Somebody can show it to me. But this was something else. So in its response to independent journalist Laura Loomer's lawsuit against the platform, Facebook refers to itself as a publisher, which means it could potentially forego protections afforded to all big tech, all social media networks, by Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. So for people who don't know how this works, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, they're all in this bizarre world middle line area where they're not a publisher, they're not a newspaper, because a newspaper... if a newspaper publishes libel, you can sue the pants off that newspaper. You can make it bold. So they're not a newspaper. They're not a publisher.
But at the same time, it's not a public forum. They can ban anyone they want without it being a violation of the First Amendment. So in this bizarre world, clown world, legal document, they somehow managed to make the case that they are indeed a publisher, but they're not a publisher. Motion to dismiss. Bloomberg's lawsuit against the big tech company, Facebook's legal counsel, appears to specifically refer to the company as a publisher. It says this: third, to the extent Ms. Bloomberg's claim targets Facebook's decision to deactivate her accounts, it is also deficient. Under well-established laws, neither Facebook nor any other publisher can be liable for failing to publish someone else's message. So here, Facebook is saying, we're a newspaper. It's just like at Infowars.com. Nobody has the right to just send an article to Infowars or Newswars.com and have it published. That's true. But Facebook says it's not a publisher. Anybody can go to Facebook. But they can ban people. But anybody can go to Facebook. Strangely, later in the motion, Facebook then invokes Section 230 and what Reclaim the Net, which I'm a big fan of that website, it seems to be a great civil liberty on the internet website, describes as a mind-boggling stance. Facebook's mind-boggling claim that its First Amendment rights allow it to ban users for exercising their own First Amendment rights, and that's not even the only puzzling and contradictory point from the filing. Another is the way Facebook refers to itself as a publisher at one point, only to later in the same document invoke Section 230. The extent Ms. Bloomberg's claim targets Facebook, nor any other publisher can be liable. And then it goes on to describe itself on page 18 as a company that is protected by Section 230 of the Communication Decency Act. It's totally insane. And I love that we got this on the document cam, because this is where Facebook is leading us. This is where all these insane people are leading us. This is another article from by Paul Joseph Watson up at Infowars.com. Governments are not prepared for a pandemic that could kill 80 million people, warns the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board, a joint entity formed by the World Bank and the WHO. This is the die-off, the great murder of humanity that Alex Jones has always been talking about. And they want it to happen. There is a very real threat of a rapidly moving, highly lethal pandemic of a respiratory pathogen killing 50 to 80 million people and wiping out nearly 5% of the world's economy, warns the paper, adding that the world is not prepared for this. A global pandemic on that scale would be catastrophic, creating widespread havoc, instability, and insecurity. The GPMB says governments need to invest more in emergency preparedness, and that misinformation on social media is also exacerbating the spread of diseases. But don't worry. Trump is being pressured to ban vaping, and that will solve everything. The mosquito-borne virus could be a form, not this, but a form of what kills people. A man went from healthy to brain dead in 9 days from a mosquito-borne virus. 64-year-old man was a perfectly healthy, happy human being less than 2 weeks before his August 19 death from a rare mosquito-borne virus. And here's a comforting headline. Are you guys ready for this? This year's flu season may be a bad one. Here's why you need a flu shot. Are you ready for your flu shots, ladies and gentlemen? Flu seasons are notoriously unpredictable, but there are already clues that the upcoming season may be especially difficult. Flu season in the southern hemisphere can be an indication of what's to come in the northern hemisphere. The recent flu season in Australia, where winter just ended, arrived early and with a vengeance. A particularly virulent flu strain, H3N2, dominated. What's more, pediatric flu death has already been reported in the U.S. A 4-year-old in California who had underlying health problems. That's the part that they never put in the headline, is it? Underlying health problems. The very young who are already sick, the very old who are already sick. But you better get your flu shot. We should never forget that the flu kills, said Dr. Cameron Kaiser, a public health officer for Riverside County, California. A death so early in the flu season suggests this year may be worse than usual. The CDC and CDC estimates that last year there were 37 million to 43 million flu illnesses, 36,000 to 61,000 related deaths. So you better get your flu shot. Here we go. The concern with delaying it is that some people who might have the opportunity to get vaccinated now may not have that opportunity later. That's Dr. Robert Atmar, professor of medicine and infectious disease expert at Baylor College. The most important thing is for people to get their flu vaccine and get it before the epidemic starts. Most healthy people get the shot in September, can expect some protection through the spring, but older adults may want to schedule their vaccination for sometime in October. There's no mention of what the flu shot actually does. It protects against one very specific strain of the flu, and who even knows what the strain that you could get sick with will be. It's all total insanity, but this is then the globalist agenda. We're all going to get sick and die of the flu. Mosquitoes are biting us. We're going to die. There's a respiratory illness that's going to take out 80 million people, but the elites want us to live in 100-square-foot parasite pods, and it's the housing of the future. Of course, Paul Joseph Watson had a similar article and a video that went along with it last week, but this is up at nationalfile.com, and this is the future. This is what they want. Maybe we can put some of the images on screen from a file, from an article that's embedded in this one, but this is what they want for us. We're going to live in these 100 to 180 square foot pods, these tiny little homes, and if you look at these things, it looks like a wasp nest on the side of somebody else's building. Parasite pods are part of a broader design subclass called parasitic architecture, defined as temporary structures that feed off energy from a host building to provide power, utilities, structural support. Some aesthetically disturbing examples can be seen online. And this is being put forward in China, in Spain, in Malaysia, all across the world as the next step in human evolution. So I know we don't have much time here, but let's see exactly what this type of living conditions brings with clip number 5. This is what happens when people are destitute and living in close quarters. We can bring that up. There we go. Homeless people fighting over who knows what. I believe it's happened right here in Austin, if I understand correctly. Texas Street Fights TV. My goodness. These are some of the lovely campers. You know, they just need a nice parasitic home and maybe a flu vaccine, and all will go well. This is disgusting footage. This is what humanity is being degraded to, thanks to our globalist overlords here. All right, I think we've seen enough. We better stop it before it gets unfriendly for a family audience. But this is what the globalists want. I mean, IQ has plummeted over the past few decades. Or I'd had a lot to do with that. This is the type of behavior. This is the type of living conditions. This is the type of illnesses that they're going to continue to force upon us if we don't fight back. Infowars.com, Infowarsstore.com. NewsWars.com. I'm Tom Pappert. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Alex should be back in studio later today. Stay tuned. We're back with Patrick Howley on the other side of this break.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.